Thank you for calling the Alabama Unemployment Claims Line. My name is Nina. I need to advise you that this call is being recorded for quality assurance purposes. How may I help you?
Yes, ma'am. This is Alan Turner, and I started my claim back in March, but I never have got paid. And I've done a few of the weekly claims, but then there was a break in my thing, they said.
All right, so are you trying to reopen your claim?
Yeah, I was just trying to fix it and see if you could tell me what I needed to do to get it all fixed.
All right, so you would have to reopen your claim since there was a break in your claim from not doing a week of your weekly certification. Can I have your Social Security number, please?
It's 416-43-2052.
And you said that was 2052?
Yes, ma'am.
Can I have your first and last name again, please?
Alan Turner.
And your date of birth?
April the 28th of 94.
And your driver's license number?
830-7246.
Thank you. And I just have a couple of questions to ask. Do you consider yourself disabled?
No, ma'am.
Did you serve on active duty in the United States Armed Forces for more than 180 days?
No, ma'am.
If you are approved for benefits, you have options to receive your payments, direct deposit into your checking or savings account, or the Alabama Vantage prepaid benefits card. The prepaid benefits card will take an additional 5 to 7 days to be delivered to you after you are approved for payments, and there are fees that may be charged for certain activities. If you have a checking or savings account, we recommend direct deposit. And which would you prefer, sir?
I guess just send me the card.
All right. When you made your selection, you were provided information regarding your prepaid account, including a pre-disclosure of fees associated with your prepaid benefits card. Did you hear this information?
Yes, ma'am. But I need to update my address.
All right. So can I have your mailing address?
It's 622 East Highway, Boaz, Alabama.
What part of Alabama did you say that was?
Boaz. B-O-A-Z.
And what's the zip code for that?
35957.
And is this mailing address different from your residence address?
My residence address is now the 622 East Highway.
Okay. Has your address changed since the last time you filed?
Yes, ma'am.
And what's your primary telephone number?
256-677-5668.
And just to make sure that I have this address correct, was that 622 East Highway, Bowes, Alabama, 35957?
Yes, ma'am. So when I call, it says that my unemployment benefits is $3,800. Does that mean that's what I'll get on my first payment, or?
I'm not too sure about that, sir.
Okay.
It is necessary to verify your identity when filing for UC benefits. You will be asked to answer randomly generated questions. Which of the following colleges have you ever attended? Clarendon College, College of the Atlantic, Columbia Interstate University, Daniel Webster College, or none of the above?
No.
And which of the following cities has a current or former association to you? Florence, Madison, Birmingham, Guntersville, or none of the above?
Guntersville.
Which of the following addresses have you ever been associated with? 13055 Scott Lane, 3180 Briarwood Trail, 322 38th Avenue Northeast, 765 County Road 3, or I've never been associated with any of these addresses?
765 County Road 3.
And did you receive notification that you have TRA certification?
What is that?
It's a trade readjustment allowance.
I don't think so.
Have you worked since the last time you filed?
No, ma'am.
And has your phone number changed since the last time you filed? This phone number being 256-677-5668?
That's the phone number now.
And since the most recent Sunday, have you been mentally and physically able to work?
Yes, ma'am.
Are you currently registered for or attending school or training?
No, ma'am.
Are you available to accept full-time work?
Absolutely.
Are you available for all shifts in your normal trade or occupation?
Yes, ma'am.
Have you applied for or are you receiving a pension other than Social Security from an employer you have worked for in the last 18 months?
No, ma'am.
And what was your previous job title?
I was a camper technician.
And what kind of technician did you say you were again?
RV. Just do RV.
Would you like to have 10% of your weekly benefits check withheld for federal income tax?
No, ma'am.
And do you have pen and paper?
Yes, ma'am.
All right, I'm going to give you your 4-digit PIN, and this is the PIN you will use when you call in each week to do your weekly certification. It is 5294.
Okay.
And yes, sir, 5294. If you ever lose it or forget it, it's the last two numbers of your social, which is 52, and then the last two numbers of your birth year, which is 94. And I'm going to read you your closing statement. The following instructions and telephone numbers are very important. It normally takes 2 to 3 weeks to process your unemployment claim. However, you must begin meeting unemployment claim requirements effective this week. The unemployment claim we just finished also registers you for work with the Alabama Career Center system. Your Career Center application will remain active for 90 days. However, you are required to maintain an active Career Center application for the duration of your unemployment claim. In addition, you must either visit one of the Alabama Career Centers or you can log in at alabamaworks.alabama.gov to update your online resume. Failure to do so may result in the interruption in your benefits. You must be able and available to work and actively seeking full-time work each week that you claim benefits. Unemployment claims use calendar weeks that begin on Sunday and end on Saturday. You must file a weekly certification either by telephone or internet in order to claim your benefits for the previous week. Failure to make and complete a certification each week could result in a loss of benefits. If you choose to file via the internet, the web address is labor.alabama.gov, and if you file via the telephone number you should call each week is 800-752-7389. Your weekly certification can be made on Sunday through Friday, no later than 5 p.m. Friday, and not on Saturday. Make your first certification either by telephone or internet on next week. So this coming Sunday is when you can start doing it. An information booklet will be mailed to you. This booklet explains your rights and responsibilities and how your claim is determined. Please read the information carefully. Failure to follow the instructions listed could result in a loss of benefits. If you do not receive this booklet within the next 7 days or have questions about the information, please call 1-800-361-4524. All right, Mr. Turner, we have completed your unemployment claim. Do you have any questions for me?
No, ma'am. could you, what Alabama Works at alabama.com?
Yes, so the website is Alabama Works, which is all one word with an S at the end of works, and Alabama is spelt out, dot Alabama, which is spelt out again, dot gov.
Okay. And what was the other one? Labor dot Alabama?
That's labor dot Alabama dot gov.
Okay. So when should I receive my benefits?
So since your claim's just being reopened, you'll just have to do your certifications every week and make sure you don't miss it again. That way it doesn't have to be reopened again. I'm not sure when you'll receive your benefits. It takes 2 to 3 weeks to process the claim, so within that time period, you'll receive something in the mail alerting you whether or not you've been approved for benefits.
Okay. So whenever I call that number and it says that I have 3,800, that's not saying that I'm approved. That's just saying.
I'm not too sure. I'm not too sure about that.
Okay. All right. Well, thank you very much.
You're welcome. Thank you for calling the Alabama Unemployment Compensation Call Center. I hope you have a wonderful day, sir.
You too. Thank you.
You're welcome. Goodbye.